Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So who uses Facebook? Teens and young adults, and as it turns out, middle-aged people too. David Carr reported in his New York Times media column this week that the fastest growing group of Facebook users is 35 to 55 years old. So we thought it would be interesting to have David on, a self-confessed non-young person, along with a younger user and writer about Facebook, to compare notes on how two generations or more actually use social network sites. So David is here along with Daniel Dumas, Associate Products Editor for Wired. Daniel, David, welcome to WNYC today. Hello.
A pleasure to be with you, Brian.
Hey, Brian, how's it going?
And we're going to open up our phones right away on this. How do you use Facebook? How do your parents use Facebook? Or conversely, how do you use Facebook and how do your kids use Facebook? 646-778-3729. 646-778-3729. So, David, you want to break down that stat a little bit more, this fastest growing group of Facebook users being 35 to 55? What does it mean?
Well, we all know that Facebook is growing a bunch right now. They're up to 80 million users worldwide. A lot of the growth is international. But when you start to slice and dice it a little bit, you find out, yes, younger users grew, you know, under 35 by two times last year. But if you look at the 35 to 54 demographic, grew by three times last year. And I inquired because I noticed my Facebook was getting filled up with requests from people like me who are older than dirt.
And what do people who are older than dirt do on Facebook?
Well, they're much less prone to writing on your wall. They use it for messaging and send. They use it as an email function. And if you see a lot of my younger friends on Facebook, I find out where they are and what they're doing, which is kind of a Twitter thing, or it's a way of locating them on the grid. With my older friends, I find out sort of what their mood is or whether they baked a pie or what their kids are up to. It's not as immediate. It's more emotional.
Is it mostly trivial, though? I mean, even, you know, that somebody baked a pie, it's like sort of just hanging out. We just heard how people in Egypt are starting to use Facebook for political protest and things like that. Is it just trivial in this country, whether you're young or old?
The thing is, if you're into baking pies, there's nothing trivial about a friend of yours baking pie.
Oh,
right?
I see the angry letters coming into me now.
And once you begin that conversation about pie, it's not as long a walk as you think to global warming. People say that the web is full of, you know, blogs about knitting and clog dancing and silliness. These are communities, and these communities can be activated in any number of ways. And an interest in one thing does not mean a disinterest in another.
So, Daniel from Wired, now that a lot of 35 to 55-year-olds are joining Facebook and it's the fastest-growing group of users, is this going to scare all the young people away?
Oh, I actually don't think so. I think that there's room on Facebook for everyone. You know, I actually befriended both of my parents on Facebook within the last year, and it's been kind of nice. I've been able to talk with them a lot more than I have in the last year than I have in the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, you know, just speaking with them on the phone. And it's a lot more convenient. As well, like I get a better sense of actually who my dad is and like what his interests are.
Wait a minute, you let your dad be your Facebook friend?
I sure did. Yeah. It was really interesting. I got a friend request from him about 6 months ago, and at first I was honestly I was a little horrified. I was I kind of said to myself like what is he doing on here? How did he find out about this? But then, you know, I found out that, you know, he also, you know, likes to play Scrabulous. And so now my dad and I have Scrabulous matches back and forth.
That's cool. But I saw a presentation by Dana Boyd from UC Berkeley, who's like a social networking expert. And she said that Facebook and having your parents friend you is becoming a point of dispute in families more and more. This is mostly with teenagers, and you're not a teenager anymore, but mostly with teenagers and their and their parents. It's like if your kid is on Facebook, you know, you can look in on them there because Facebook is public. But then they say, no, this is private, meaning it's between me and my friends.
And I think that this just goes back to like the age sort of demographic. So, you know, I'm 27, right? And my parents are in their 50s. My brother, on the other hand, my brother's 16, and my dad tried to befriend my brother on Facebook. And he didn't want to have any part of that. He completely face-slammed him. They're not friends.
David Carr?
I have 20-year-old twin girls, and they both are on Facebook. I wouldn't try and friend them if it would end world hunger. I don't want to look, don't want to know. I think that, yes, we're on the same social network, but we're in very different kingdoms, and my relationship with them, I think, should remain fundamentally offline. I mean, online business should be conducted on email, but Facebook as an interface is a very blunt technology and I think could lead to some hurt feelings.
And on a web page, somebody posted, my daughter would rather stick pins in her eyes than let me anywhere near her Facebook. She is 15. I currently attend the new school, which has a Facebook network, and as much as I try, she will not friend her own mother, frowning face. Adriana in Edison, you're on WNYC. Hi, Adriana.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I just wanted to say a little something about Facebook. I mean, I'm probably one of the only people in my generation who feel this way, but I just think it's pretty sad what's happened to my generation and how nobody can talk to one another in person, but it's all about, you know, Facebook. And even that kid who said, you know, I got to know my parents a little more, why don't you talk to them in person, you know? I think it's very sad what's going on. Nobody can talk to each other in person or get together. It's all just through a computer screen, you know? I think it's very sad.
Daniel from Wired, do you want to react to that? What are you feeling right now?
I was able to, you know, get to know my parents a little bit better because my parents are so far away. My parents are several hundred miles from me. So it's a little bit more interactive than just, say, like picking up the phone and talking to them. When you talk to, like, you know, somebody on the phone, it's, you know, a two-way interaction. But with Facebook, there's so many different facets, different ways you can interact with somebody. You know, it kind of enriches the experience a lot more. It you can accomplish a lot more over Facebook interacting with somebody than you can on the phone with them.
So here's a 62-year-old posting on our site who says, what I need most now is friends of either sex, but especially men. And this is how he uses Facebook. It seems that the world is not set up to allow single men of my age to meet others like them as friends. When you're married, you lose all the networks that would allow you to meet such people. And when you get divorced, you lose the network of married people. I've found that places like churches are dominated by couples and families, and singles of my age are very isolated. So maybe that's, you know, one group of the older people who are using Facebook. Will in Port Washington may be in that group, too. Will?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm 45, and I've been on Facebook for about a year. And I love it because I've been making a lot of new friends, and you know, for dating too, you know, it's been good. There's some people I'm going to meet.
How often do you go on?
Oh, I go on every day, and I go on for at least like 3 hours.
Wow.
I go on a lot. I go in the chat room. The chat room's really fun, and I'm meeting a lot of people from like other countries, so it's kind of fun talking to other people in other countries. And also, my nieces and nephew are on there, so I talk to them more than I would. And I reconnected with some people from college and high school who I probably wouldn't have. But interestingly, I have a friend of like 25 years, and we got in a fight because of something on Facebook, and we're not friends anymore.
Really? What'd you fight about?
Somebody on her list was trashing me on her wall. And then I sort of responded, and she got mad at me for responding and sort of just defended the other person. So,
children, please.
I know. It's so ridiculous to have a friendship over like that, but it was just something really disloyal, and I thought that was really obnoxious.
David Carr, how are we going to keep these 45-year-olds from fighting with each other?
Well, the problem is when you pick up the tools of the insurgents, of the young people, you tend to adopt their mores as well. So we all end up back in high school and conducting. I know that it hasn't always gotten me in touch with the angel of my better nature to be on Facebook, and I think you got to be real careful about sort of how seriously. I mean, your caller that was older and meeting people, it's great because you can find out so much about people.
Mm-hmm.
That's also the bad thing about Facebook, too.
Mikhail in Suffolk, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mikhail.
Hey. My parents recently just discovered Facebook. I found out my sister was showing them pictures that I had up there, so I got really worried about what they would see. Then it got me to thinking, should I really have anything up there that I wouldn't want my own parents to see?
That is a really good question.
The mom test.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, this is one of the things, right? What you put up there, and people don't realize it so much, Daniel Dumas from Wired, when they're really young, is that, you know, any employer 15 years from now,
yes, that's right,
might just decide to Google you when you apply for a job, and a lot of this stuff never goes away, even if you want it to go away, because other people than you can pass it around and give it a life.
That's right. And that's kind of like the age we're living in, and with the internet being so prevalent and, you know, so much content on there, is that, you know, your employers, you know, if you're even in schools, can get on there and you know, find pictures, find, you know, things that you've done on the internet, and that you know, that can be a little bit problematic. One of the nice things, though, about Facebook is that if someone tags you in a photograph, you can actually untag yourself. You can actually go in there and remove your name from a photograph. So if you're doing something, you know, quasi-embarrassing, you can go on there and, you know, take your kind of name off of it if someone has tagged you in that photo.
All right. Daniel Dumas, Associate Products Editor for Wired and Wired.com. David Carr, Media Columnist for The New York Times. Are you in every Monday, David? Is that it?
Yep, Monday show up like clockwork, except this Monday I'm actually up in the Adirondacks and going to skip one.
Ooh, I'm going up there in a week and a half. Maybe
it's
I'll run into you.
It's raining and raining, so bring an
umbrella. Don't tell me that. Have a great time. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.